This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating, the members of Douglas County with all the cool things happening and going on. And I have Alan Painter in the house with me again.
I'm back.
Again.
I think we've set it going for an all-time record, Shannon.
I know. Well, I think this is a record, actually.
Well, and it was tough today. My goodness. I know the thermometer only says 60-some degrees, but
right?
When you're in a winter mode, that feels like 92.
It's gorgeous.
Oh.
And the studio is kind of hot today.
It
feels like a sauna up in here.
I thought it was just because you were in here.
Oh, you're sweet. Huh?
Yeah, sweet.
Wah, wah.
So, well, I tell you what, it's killing me today. I mean, as we shared last week, I'm crippled, getting a new hip on February 20th. I haven't golfed since July. Today is killing me.
I know. I didn't know if he was even going to be able to make it, so I actually went and asked him, are you going to make it today or not make it today?
Well, typically, and I hope the girls at the office aren't listening. Typically, when I check the weather and I see it's going to be a day like today, I get to be really obnoxious, make sure I buy them lunch. So about 12:35, they finally get sick of me and say, why don't you get out of here?
Get out
of here. And I go to the golf course. So it was definitely killing me today not being able to go to the golf course, because I know I was up there yesterday and the golf course up at Sutherland is absolutely beautiful.
Mm. Everything's looking green and good.
It just looks like spring, but so I was having a little golf withdrawal today, I admit. So
I bet there's a lot of people out there today.
Yeah. Well, I know there's one less than there should be.
Right.
So to all my friends and golfing brethren and sisters who are out there enjoying it, golf on this fine day, stuff it.
Yes. Enjoy it that much more.
I hope you lose.
Because not everybody can be doing it.
I hope you lose all your golf balls.
That's not kind.
I'm sorry. I feel a little sour.
Apparently. We're supposed to be kind.
I know, but it's like that. You know me. Golf is my thing. Actually,
yes.
It's my excuse to go out and hang out with the boys and, have a adult beverage or six and just, connect. It just kills me not to be up there. But, like I said, February 20th, I get the new bionic hip. The doctor said it will improve my golf swing. So look
out.
You're
going to get like 10 more yards on your drives.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
or more, maybe.
So look out. I'll be back with the fear. My wife says June or July. I'm saying February 21st, I'll be ready to golf. The day after.
Well, you're already ready. You're just not able.
Oh, I will be with this new bionic hip.
Yes. Well, I'm excited for you to get it because I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Being all that
pain. I appreciate that. And you're actually, Shannon, I got to give you kudos because you're actually one of the few people who, when you say, I feel bad for you, I actually believe you.
That's true.
Everybody else is like, they're just saying it. But even my wife just says it. Oh, poor honey. I wish you could do that. Uh-huh.
No. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for you to get it and be hopefully pain-free or tolerable.
I tell you what, it has kind of woke me up to one thing. How tough people were back in the day. Here I am, 55 or 6 or
whatever you are.
Could be actually 7. Holy smokes.
You're getting there.
I'm 57 going on 17. But, I just can't imagine those people that went through life with this kind of pain all the time, So, I kind of confirms, I always said that women were the toughest species on the planet. Well, how tough are old women? Because us guys, we couldn't handle anything like this.
I'm going to agree with that.
Oh.
I'm going to agree with that.
Well, after watching my wife and going through labor 4 times, it's like, oof. Mm. And they say having a kidney stone is like having a baby. Well, I had one of those, and if that's what having a baby is like, forget it. You know, if it was up to men, we would have one half the population we do today, because there ain't no way in heck I'd go through anything rather than have a kidney stone. So, anyway, hats off to my wife and all you ladies out there who have given us beautiful children and dealt with all the pain and whining and suffering of us husbands.
Yeah, and Valentine's Day's coming up, so y'all best not be forgetting them on that day.
Yep, so Valentine's Day, you better double up, because they've sure as heck earned it.
Double down. Well, today, we kind of have... I
think we have.
It's a great... Well, for me, I think, well, we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating. Today's an educating piece. And so... In studio here with us today, we have Marion Pearson, who is the Violence Prevention Program Manager. That's a mouthful, Marion.
Yeah. Fit all that on a business card.
Yeah. So thank you for being here and joining us. And we wanted to have you on because we saw on one of the articles about the movie upcoming that you guys are doing, actually tonight, entitled The Field. And I know that's kind of a project that others started, and then you've partnered with them. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. I really do appreciate that. I will do my best to tell you about the movie. I am the coordinator, as you said, the Violence Prevention Program Manager, but also the coordinator of the Douglas County Human Trafficking Task Force. The task force actually did not have our fingers in the project of the field. I do remember promoting and advertising when they were looking for actors, but that was about as far as we went. And the movie was produced by Foursquare, I'm going to get it wrong, but Foursquare Gospel Church, I believe it is, in Winston. It's a really terrific project. I've actually seen the movie. It is so good. Finished by Foursquare Film and Media, I believe it is. Really terrific guys that were working on this project. It is a wonderful movie about, I don't want to give too much away for those who are going to go see it, but... follows a detective who has experienced some struggles in his life with his own family, and he's triggered by an activity that happens within his community, and it kind of follows his story along as he sort of dives into the world of, sadly, sex trafficking. And that's where the task force kind of came in with this project. So the movie's really terrific. I cannot wait for it to premiere tonight and meet all of the community members who are coming out to see it. And the way that the task force got involved was, a few months ago, I actually just contacted them over social media and said, hey, you know, Awareness Month is coming up. I see your movie's about done, and let's get together and do a project together. And they graciously agreed, and here we are.
Well, I think that because we've been talking over the past few weeks, and we thought, well, you're going to maybe release a second show. And so then we thought, oh, well, this will help with that. Well, little did any of us know that it needed literally zero promotion. And that also sold out in a hot second. So people are interested in this topic and in this movie and learning more, educating ourselves, just... I mean, all of it, all the aspects of it. So I think kudos to Foursquare Gospel for this effort that's taken quite a while, and they've accomplished that. And then you guys for partnering, and Roseburg Cinemas for offering up the spot to show it and preview it. So I just think it's amazing that this has happened in our community and that this event is happening. So I thank you for your part in it, and also Foursquare's part in it.
Well, and I got to tell you, this is a kind of one of those things that's kind of been near and dear to my heart, and I think most of us would, you know, we abhor the idea of human trafficking, and I think we're under the misconception, I know I was, that this is a Portland problem, this is a Eugene problem. And we kind of feel helpless here. It's like, okay, folks, we have this problem, and it doesn't happen to us, does it? So what can we do? So is that fact or fiction, that it's not a local issue?
It actually is a local issue. I think a lot of folks feel like this is an urban area issue. So yes, it absolutely happens in Portland. That's no surprise. Salem, no surprise. Eugene, no surprise. But when you get to a community like Douglas County, which is rural and small, I mean, our county is really big, but our community is really small and sweet, and it's really beautiful here. So how can bad things happen?
Right.
Well, bad things do happen. We don't hear so much about it within as far as rural area information goes, because most of the information that's out there that you can find when you look for it, when you do some research, is really stuff that happens in the city. And so what you can research is very interesting and accurate information, but it doesn't really apply to a rural area.
Absolutely. And that's what I found in my, you know, okay, I'm looking for that. It's like, yeah, we might hear the one-off story about some little town in Nebraska, or, but nothing that really impacts us locally, but yet we hear that it is happening locally. I mean, so it's kind of like, well, how, what do we do? How can we help?
That's a really good question. So I truly feel like everybody in our community has a role to play in eradicating this and any crime, actually. And that's really just to be aware. So finding out what the indicators are, finding out how trafficking occurs within your particular area that you reside, is like the first step.
Right.
So knowing what to look for, finding out what those risk factors are, what the vulnerabilities are, maybe even addressing those vulnerabilities is the way to stop it, because we have to prevent it first. But in response to any sort of victim or survivor, help them to get the services that need support services. We do have an advocate in the community. She works over at Peace at Home. She's definitely part of our task force. She's practically my right hand, and provides all the direct services. But again, knowing really what to look for within the community, where it is occurring within our community, I think everybody certainly thinks it's going up and down I-5, and it absolutely is. But that's not the only place that trafficking is happening in Douglas County. We do see it very much within the drug trade. It's in our neighborhoods. It is anywhere where someone's very isolated and alone. It's happening over the internet. That, I think, that's not a surprise to anybody else. But as more and more were sequestered to their homes during the pandemic, we saw an increase in the recruitment online. Mm-hmm. And that seems to continue. And then other crimes like sextortion are also rearing its ugly head within our community.
Well, you know, and I like I said, I this is one of those issues that's like, it just kills me. So, you know, I tried to look into it a little bit. And I tell you, it's just brings me my heart joy to go on YouTube and see these guys get caught in the act, you know, because I'm afraid what I would do if I caught one of them in the act. So these, you know, but see these guys trapped and taken, and it is surprising who's involved in it. And I know we'll touch a little bit more on this after the break, but I want to appreciate you for everything you do for this issue, and together we can make a difference. So let's see what we can do.
Yes. So we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to be back and have Marion tell us a little bit more about that. So back in just a moment with more of Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Oh, it is 422. This is Your Q. And this is Shannon and Alan talking with Marion Pearson, who is with the Douglas County Sex Trafficking Coalition. What do you call it?
Human Task Force, yes.
I was like, said coalition. I'm like, that's not it. And she is the Violence Prevention Program Manager. And so before the break, we were talking, okay, all the different things we should know and not know, and urban legends and myths and things like that. So Alan had a question.
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic timing-wise. I was on a trip just real recently. We were cruising down I-5, and then surprisingly, this issue came up because well, we probably heard a story on the news, and then my blood pressure goes up, and I knew I wanted to punch something every time I heard something about this. But yeah, someone made the comment that Rice Hill is actually a, I don't know, hot spot or central area in our county for trafficking. Truth or myth?
Truth, actually. It is, and historically, truck and travel centers seem to be one of those places where sex trafficking is fairly common. Rice Hill, as lovely as it is right there next to the freeway. There's an easy on, easy off. It's got a really large truck and travel center. There's a 24-hour mm-hmm. restaurant. There's businesses, there's hotels, motels, there's a pub that's there, a bar that's there. So it's one of those really great places, just kind of a one-stop shop for absolutely everything. Well, because it's a 24-hour area that is so close to the I-5, it is what we would call a high-risk area for trafficking to occur.
Oh, that kills me.
Yeah, that's like our backyard.
Right here in our own community. Mm-hmm. So people think about that. We've got this issue facing us nationwide, and how hard would it be to fix these things in Portland and in other areas when we have it going on here in a small community where we think, hey, they can't hide from us. We're everywhere, and yet it's there. Is this prostitution? Is this forced prostitution? What is your experience?
Yeah, it's forced prostitution is what it is.
Unbelievable.
I do want to say this about the Rice Hill area. The truck and travel center that's there, those employees are trained. They're part of the Truckers Against Trafficking movement. The 24-hour restaurant, the other shops that are right around there, they don't want this happening in their parking lots and in the, mm-hmm. at their businesses. They know it gives them a bad name. They know that it puts them at risk, but they're also in a great position to report it. And we've had several reports out of the Rice Hill area where they call the human trafficking hotline. And another thing that we're finding that's really working is this Truckers Against Trafficking. And truck drivers are actually calling it in and saying these are the things
awesome.
That are happening. So people are really responsive that while Rice Hill is a high-risk area for sure, it's also one of those areas where we do get some reports out of.
Right. So they recognize the problem they're going after. And I can understand, in an area, you look at our other truck stops that are local. They don't have a lot of the open spaces around them where you could really hide, where Rice Hill has a lot of countryside around it. So if I'm traveling and I stop in at one of these truck stops, what should I be looking for?
You would be looking for anybody who is possibly going truck to truck, someone who is not dressed in appropriate clothing. They might be, especially for the weather, if they're walking around in something that's skimpy or something that appears to be lingerie or very tight, very short, that would be a red flag. You're looking for, in particular, young girls or even young boys. We don't always think of boys as being victims, but they are just as much as the girls. Mm-hmm. They're harder to identify, but they would be going from truck to truck, knocking on doors and asking if the driver wants to party with them. And that is the biggest indicator. But anybody that's in some vehicle that's pulling into the truck area where they wouldn't normally go, that's not pulling a trailer, that doesn't appear to fit, that would be a red flag.
Right.
Anybody that looks oppressed, really scared, very controlled or very paranoid, that would be a red flag as well.
And then what do I do? The hardest part, I think, a lot of times for all of us is making that call to 911 where it's like, I don't want to do something wrong. I don't want to call when I see smoke and the house is on fire and they send the fire department. But in these situations, should we be calling with that suspicion automatically? What should we do?
Yeah, if you suspect this or really any crime, but if you suspect that something's going on, there's a few numbers that you could call. If you need an immediate response, if you're recognizing you want law enforcement there as quickly as possible, then the phone call is to 911. They will tell you, law enforcement will tell you. We've got every single law enforcement agency in Douglas County is one of our partners, and we appreciate their work so much. And they want you to know that they want to respond to this. They want to help. That's literally what their job is. Yep. And so they want to hear about it. And it's much better to call and be wrong than to not call and let a victim possibly slip through your fingers. But if you're not comfortable with calling 911, you can always call the Human Trafficking Hotline. It's a national number. For those listening, it is 888-37-3788. It calls into a hotline. They'll walk you through what it is that you're looking at. And in the background, they can be calling law enforcement for you. Or if you're with a victim and you're talking with them and they want some additional help, they will give you the local resources as well to get them some help.
Well, I want to challenge everybody out there. It's like, especially, you know, where some of these areas lie outside of the cities. I mean, law enforcement is few and far between. And there is no possible way the sheriff or the state police can really do anything about this. You know, they're very limited. We just don't have officers out there. So we have got to be their eyes and ears. And think about this as, you know, and I don't know, but I would just assume that 90-some% of the people are being forced. It's not a choice. And so think about their family, bringing that young child back to their family. So let's rise up and be the eyes and ears and kind of get rid of the ignorance that I had that it doesn't happen in our area, because it's happening right under our noses, and that just makes me ill. You know, so let's rise up and do what we can and wipe this scourge off the face mm-hmm. of our earth. You know, it's just I get up on my pedestal, because this is the one that just fires me up, and I think it does most people. And just recognize that this isn't just kids either; that adults can be trafficked.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we talk a lot about those that are young, and we talk about those that are young because they are the most vulnerable population. They don't have a lot of life experience. They're not 100% sure how to draw a line just yet. So they are very vulnerable. And because trafficking is so relational, a lot of times victims will believe that they're in some loving, caring relationship before it turns on them. But adults, absolutely. Young adults, old adults, it doesn't really matter. Trafficking doesn't have one single demographic. It crosses every single barrier that there is, every single line, socioeconomic lines, racial lines, everything. If there's a fetish for it, if there's a demand for it, there will be a supply for it.
I've read, you know, watched stories that were happening up in the Beaverton area, where these girls are being basically trafficked out of the mall, and these weren't poor kids. Mm-hmm. These weren't drug users. Well, they ended up being drug users, but initially they were what we would call good kids.
Yes.
And whether one article I read, you know, sextortion?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know, that type of tactics. And so, you know, don't be so narrow-minded that we just have this preconceived notion, because it's everywhere, and we've got to put a stop to it. It's gone on too long, and there, you know, to me, this is the 1-0 acceptable crime. You know, we have mm-hmm. to wipe this off the face of the planet. And think about this: whoever would do that to a child, what limits do they have to hurting someone else? You know, to me, if you can do this,
gross.
Killing somebody would be no issue. You know, making people take drugs, not a problem. You know, it's to me that this is the one crime that crosses all the threshold. And so anyway, I, like I said, this is a passion. I wish that there's more I can do, and I'm glad today we learned that there's more we all can do.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you.
I know that I do have a question for you too, Marion. One of my friends, Stephanie West, was a Miss Oregon, and this was her platform, and I told you that, but when she was doing her stuff, and I know a lot of it's changed to the good in Oregon, which is amazing, but one of the biggest events that happened with, like, sex trafficking and things like that was the Super Bowl back then, and now that's this weekend. Is that changed? Are events and venues and things like that taking a harder approach towards that these days?
You know, I'm actually really happy to say, yeah, those that organize the Super Bowl are doing a really good job at making sure that the information is out there, that people who are attending are looking out for victims of sex trafficking or incidences of sex trafficking. Those that might be consumers are very much encouraged to not be consumers because they're going to be in some pretty serious trouble. Mm-hmm. So the marketing for the anti-trafficking movement is out there and very heavy during the Super Bowl, because we know that there could be consumers or a large amount of consumers. And where there's a large amount of consumers, there's a lot of a large amount of victims.
Supply and demand.
It's a supply and demand business.
But I'm glad that they're taking a stance or taking it seriously.
Absolutely.
That is a positive, such a positive thing, that it's like, here's this negative thing, but this is something that they're doing to minimize or squash it as best they can. Mm-hmm. So that's actually makes me happy that they're making large efforts.
One of the biggest movements to raise awareness at the Super Bowl, in particular, the Super Bowl, is actually one of our partners. It started here right in Oregon, out of Bend, Oregon, and those are our partners called In Our Backyard. And their director, Nita Bells, is really fantastic, that leads this particular movement. She's the one that started it, so we support them 100%.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it is time, and it's good to see that things, the stigma has changed, and go after the consumers of this. And mm-hmm. we've always looked at the prostitutes as the problem. Well, you know, if we take out the demand, there won't be a supply. Right. So I'm sorry, but lock them all up.
Yeah.
I have no mercy, because anybody that participates in that is a kidnapper.
Yeah.
Because that child would not be kidnapped without the consumer. So,
well,
anyway.
A lot of it is dispelling the myths also. Oh, no.
I definitely want to have you get your information out one more time.
Sure.
Here before we finish up. Okay. So if somebody wants to reach out to you to either attend a class or to learn more, how can they get a hold of you?
You know, we are so active over social media. So we have a Facebook page. It's the Douglas County Human Trafficking Task Force Facebook page. You can follow us on there. And we put out so much information that includes the events that we're holding, any trainings that we're holding that are open to the public. Those are all marketed over that. We also put out tons of information about indicators, red flags, recruitment, how it happens online, how it happens within our community. And then we also put out all the local arrests.
Sign me up for duty to patrol, because I'm going to go catch these
right
guys.
On. Okay.
Well, thank you for coming on today. And I know I look forward to seeing the show eventually. So, and thank you to Foursquare Gospel Church for putting that on.
Yeah.
And we're going to be back in just a moment with your local business buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hi. Oh, welcome back. This is your cue.
Folks, we almost had dead air there.
I literally just came running through the door. So
you can tell, Shannon, take a breath. Take a breath.
Well, our phone's not working.
News radio.
So great. So anyway, but we're going to hang on.
Hi, is this Joe?
Joe here on the phone, who's
all right. Hold on, I'll get you on over
show.
There to.
So that starts tomorrow.
Hold on.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's Friday. My week is off because I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Shame on me. So I'm a day off. But anyway, so we're getting him on the phone, but it didn't work the first time. So we're gonna have him on here in a minute. We're good to go. They're telling us. So. We're going to start with a local business buzz here again, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. Appropriate for us to... Well, that's not it.
Hello? Is anybody out there?
Sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And so I don't know if Joe's on here. Joe, are you on here? Or did we lose you? All right. Dale's working on it.
Well, good, because I got plenty of things we can talk about anyway.
But the Sportsman Show is this weekend. That's kind of like a family tradition for a lot of people, which actually one point to that, here's what I specifically did when I was checking into what's happening at the Sportsman Show. Tie it in political.
Yeah.
Okay. So measure 114, the fishing pond would not be legal anymore. Well, guess what? Because that didn't happen. The fishing pond is there again this year. So everybody should go just to do that.
That was under P whatever...
No, measure 114.
Really?
Oh, no, yeah. Sorry. IP3.
IP3.
Thank you for correcting me.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
So, but there's a lot of things, I mean, that we're, you know, you get updates for 114 at the show.
Well, I did today.
You know, and I'd encourage everybody to get out because I hear they're going to have a BB gun shooting for kids, arrow shooting, and this is the opportunity to introduce our kids into those, you know, sportsmen of hunting, fishing, and just, hey, shooting for fun. And great opportunity.
In a safe manner.
Yeah, if you don't have firearms in your house, there's a great, safe environment for take your kids out. And I tell you what, I have taken my nephews when they were little to that fish pond. And
smells awful.
Even if you don't have kids, go hang at the fish pond for a half an hour. You cannot be sad or have a grumpy day watching those smiles of those kids yanking those fish out like they pit, you know, they're up there looking
Joe.
Like they're fighting a 50-pound salmon, and out comes this 8-inch trout. But it is so cool to watch. It's my favorite thing by far.
I will get you over there
and,
to Shannon. Just hold on.
You know, and, of course,
we'll
the
right
trophy room, getting out there and seeing all the animals.
I will
never have a shot of getting because I'm getting too old fast.
Because you're broken on a golf course.
Yeah, and they don't have golf carts up in the mountain, you know. But it is pretty impressive what they have out there.
Oh, goodness. Well, that makes me laugh. Because
there
is some deer out on the golf course, actually.
Yeah, there are.
But I don't think they would care for you to do that.
Yeah.
But. Well, we're going to try this again and see if Joe's with us here. It sounds like I can hear you. Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Still standing.
Well, thank you for joining us. So we were just talking about your event, the Sportsman Show, coming up starting tomorrow. And so wanted to see if you can tell us some of the wonderful things that people might be looking forward to either doing or seeing if they come out there this weekend.
Yeah, well, we've got a great 3-day show, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Try to display the outdoor representation of what's available in the market, hunting, fishing, camping, backpacking, hiking, biking, boating, RVing, etc. And I think we've done a good job of putting or assembling the show. We're in the middle of it right now and looking forward to having the Douglas County folks come out and see us.
Well, I think that's a big misconception, is that this is just for hunters and fishermen. And I think you brought up a great point. RVers.
Absolutely not.
You know,
I like to say that we have a glorified sportsman's fair, and we attempt to put out all of the outdoor recreational activities in the market. And that's our job, and I think we do a good job at it.
Oh, absolutely. I love going, even though I'm not a big hunter, hunt a little bit, I learned so much just by going out there and listening to some of these old hands, you know, talk about old hunts or talk about their sharing stories. And some of the classes and demos are just fantastic.
Right. Well, the other thing is the explosion of interest in outdoor recreation since the COVID debacle. We've also seen a tremendous interest in the shows and the people wanting to learn about fishing, hunting, camping, backpacking, hiking, and all those outdoor recreational activities. And so we've kind of set up program of design to take you from a beginner to a pro.
Nice. And so what are the hours? You have three.
Tomorrow, Friday from noon to 9, Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday 10 to 3.
And I saw one of that adults can get in with a discounted rate if they get a Bi-Mart coupon. Do they go to Bi-Mart to get that, or?
Yeah, they can get them online, actually. And the more important than that, I think, is the fact that Seven Feathers on Friday night is free senior Friday night. Anybody 65 and older from 5 to 9 can get in for free, absolutely free, courtesy of Seven Feathers and the News Review.
Well, that is super generous.
And hats off to them two sponsors for stepping up and helping out our seniors.
Yes, yeah. And so if you're 65 or older, hopefully you heard that, and you can go out and enjoy it Friday night, maybe not be quite as chaotic as Saturday when we bring all the kids and all the stuff for the fish and pond.
Chaotic on both all the time, of course, Michelle. But importantly, the point was made about the breadth of the show and the fact that it's not a hook and bullet show, and it's not. It's a small market show. Our goal is to have a little bit of something for everyone. And
yes.
So I think that people, when they come, they always tell me, geez, I thought it was a bunch of animal heads. Well, it's that and much more, much, much more.
Right. Yes. And vendors and guides and all kinds of stuff. So I know my husband always goes and looks at fishing trips. Yeah.
Yeah, from Alaska to Africa, local guides as well as exotic. So a little something for everybody. You know, we also have governmental agencies and advocacy groups that are represented there. And so it's generally, you know, the BLM is represented there, the Oregon Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Oregon Hunters Association, the South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club. I mean, there's all types of agencies and groups all related to the outdoors. The Douglas Fire Protective Association's there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the Oregon Adventure Coast folks that are there representing Coos Bay. It's a very wide-ranging group of interests and an eclectic group of exhibitors.
Well, you know, and the other thing that they have is our neighbors. It's a great time just to go socialize and see our neighbors we haven't seen and just have a good time, you know. Good food. There's always have good food down there, so I always like the food trucks and stuff, you know. So you
get... Oh, yeah. You never know what you're – all kinds of great foods. And, you know, another thing we've been doing that's kind of interesting, for the last 27 years, Claudia Bangstead, a teacher at the time down in the Myrtle Creek area, she started this thing where we bring a group of school children and they come and enjoy the different things, you know, the archery range, the shooting gallery, and all those types of things. And we have a command performance of whatever live animal attraction we have. And this is our 27th year. And honestly, I'm finding people that came when they were little fourth graders. Now their children are coming to this event.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that has to make you feel good.
Well, it does. I mean, it makes me feel old, actually.
Yeah, it starts dating you.
27 years ago.
Yeah. Well, of course you've got...
How old was I then?
Yeah. Well, you started when you were 10, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
Now you're 37.
I was nine. I was nine.
It sounds like you and Alan are related. You have the same amount of birthdays often.
It's a busy day here. It's a really hectic day. So,
well, we appreciate you taking the time out because I know you guys are probably really, really busy.
Well,
happy to do that. But we had several fires to put out when I was sitting there waiting, and I just been waiting longer. I hope to forgive me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we encourage everybody to come out and check out the show that you're putting on this weekend, and I hope you have a wonderful turnout.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity,
yes.
And we'll look forward to seeing you both this weekend.
Absolutely.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks for your time, right. Joe, and we'll let you get back to work.
All right, thanks.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our local business buzz for now, so we're going to go to break, and we'll be back with more here on KQEN News Radio 93.9 FM.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Cue. Shannon here.
Alan here, still. They haven't asked me to leave, you know. I just showed up one week, sat down. I didn't know what was going on. And the next thing I know, it's like, ugh. So, I still am not going to let you put my name in the introduction.
In the opening.
I don't want the commitment. You know, I've been married for like 30, oh,
you're
sorry,
fine.
Honey, 36 years.
Plus, you say plus, 30 plus, plus years.
And it's like, you know, I can only handle so many relationships in
so
my
many
life
commitments.
I'm committed to. So,
ugh,
that's why I don't even join a golf league. I can't stay married that long. Been in business for 26 years, married for 36 years. See?
Yeah, I'd say you're doing pretty good at it.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah, what's up?
Do we have a winner?
Oh, yes, we do. Four. And guess what? It's what? A lady.
Back again?
To the again. So, Christy Hall, I will be calling you later and letting you know that you won. So, congratulations.
And what'd she win?
A $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival.
Oh.
Courtesy of them, because that's courteous for them to do that.
I tell you, they're incredible partners. And
that's who's going to be at the sports show this
weekend. I was going to ask you,
weekend.
Do you know, are the boys going to be at the sports show?
Carlos, he mans that. Sometimes he drags his wife Sarah with him, sometimes.
Yep.
And he's out there the whole day, all day, every day.
So if y'all want to see the man that y'all pictured, the voice, I mean, it's kind of like one of those things that's like, whenever you say, wow, that's not what I pictured. Now's your time. Go see the big man, and you
go see Carlos. The
go,
big guy.
Go, yeah. Go ask him for an autograph. Let's really make his head
swell. Oh
God!
That,
everybody out there listening, go up and ask Carlos for his autograph.
I'm going to do it now.
Absolutely. Everybody, just walk up and just inundate him with Carlos. We have your autograph. We heard you on the radio.
Yep. Carlos, so, celeb status.
Because I think we got to be up to 22, 23 listeners.
I don't know, but. He comes on once a month with us, and he's the most famous of the three of us.
Isn't that sad?
So, yeah. Everybody, yeah.
Yeah, we...
If for no other reason, just for fun,
yep.
You have to see him and be like, hey, you're a celebrity. I need your autograph.
Yeah, you're on the radio with those other two people.
Those wackadoos. Oh, goodness. Well...
Wackadoos.
I don't know where that came from.
Well, I understand. If anybody was in the insurance business lately, they'd understand the definition of wackadoos.
Oh, why we're wacky?
Oh, well, you know, it is such a challenge because insurance rates, we're seeing it. They're just going up and up. And, it's at least there's some blessing in it because we've been able to help so many people. Our phone has been ringing off the hook for people calling.
Oh.
You know, getting their renewals on their auto or their house insurance or their business. And this is so fun to be able to help people out. And, you know, we went through open enrollment with you with your Medicaid and your health insurance and all that and seeing the, you know, changes you make in people's lives. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to finally be able to do that, too. So it's been really neat. It's been really fun to, you know, get some new people, new members of the Premier Insurance family. So,
phones have been busy.
Yeah, it has.
Because
it's
everybody. Everybody's going up everywhere, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't shop.
Absolutely.
So shop.
And it has been fun because, you know, let's face it, folks. I've been in the insurance business for probably 34 or 5 years in total. And insurance really isn't the most fun thing in the world.
No.
And if it wasn't for people, you know, and that's what makes it special. And so you know, if you're facing that and you actually want someone to be a partner with you, someone that actually takes care of you like your family, give us a call. Well, give Logan a call. You know, he needs more activity. He's getting 8 hours of work in now, and I know he's busy because his phones were just blowing up. But, hey, let's make Logan put in some long days.
I actually have been really impressed, I'm going to say, with Logan and hearing him really dissect somebody's current policy and seeing where they may have had some shortcomings or where he could maybe do a little bit better at or... So, I mean, he is really dissecting each little piece of your coverage and shopping it for you.
Well,
so
I tell you.
I've been really impressed by that.
One of my biggest fears as an insurance agent is, you know, we make a promise that someday when disaster strikes, that we're going to be there to help them. And the one thing that, you know, my fear is that we miss something. That's why we try to really analyze everything, because it is amazing how many phone calls we get from people who aren't happy because they've just had a claim that wasn't covered, you know, through another carrier. And, you know, and the sad part is some of these are life-changing. And, you know, for example, uninsured motorist property damage, most agents don't put it on. It's $5.
Right.
And it's life-changing. And it's those little silly things that at time of claim can really make a difference. So anyway, I encourage everybody, spend a few minutes, shop. If you don't like the radio personalities, don't want to come to us, that's fine. Just call somebody. You know, but I can't tell you what, Logan's got a heart to serve and love our community, so I'd encourage everyone to call us up and see what we can do.
Yeah.
Why not? Hey, if nothing else, you get to talk to us.
Yeah. Well, that show went by quick, even though it was kind of crazy day today.
It was crazy, but...
And a busy day.
I think if the day we have a show that isn't crazy, people say, I must be on the wrong station, you know.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like unpredictable, controlled chaos in here.
I'm not sure about the control, but I'm pretty darn sure about the chaos.
Well,
but,
yeah, it's like herding chickens.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Go out and enjoy the Sportsman Show this weekend. Have a wonderful time.
Get
Carlos's autograph. Please, Lord, do that. You know what to do, Douglas County. Until next week. Be kind.
God bless you all.